Hey everyone, it's time again to crack open a cold one and talk real estate with Mike Ferrante from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team, based in Cleveland, Ohio. We are chatting about all things real estate, from agent training, real estate investing, buyer and seller tips, and more. It's free beer and real estate.
What is up, everybody? Buyer agency agreements, do's and don'ts. Pretty soon they're going to be required everywhere. Are you ready? Hey, everybody, Mike Ferrante here with Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team. We are real estate professionals here in the state of Ohio, based just outside of Cleveland in sunny, beautiful Solon, Ohio. Now, today it's raining and cloudy like it is most of the time here in Ohio. But hey, spring is coming. And hey, guys, if you are watching this on YouTube, make sure to crush that subscribe button. You can follow us at 21 Mike Team on Facebook and Instagram. And of course, these trainings are always posted on the YouTube channel. Just look for Mike Ferrante, Cleveland Real Estate, and that'll pop up. And the audio goes out on our podcast. So thank you to everybody who listens to Free Beer and Real Estate. That's the podcast. And I'm so sorry, the free beer is tomorrow. So if you came for that, just stop back tomorrow. We do these Tuesday trainings, about 20 minutes. 11:30 to about 11:50 Eastern time if you want to join us live. And I say we because we get the pleasure of Tony Geraci's presence. He's broker owner Homestar, and Tony brings his 30 plus years of knowledge, not only in real estate, but also the mortgage and title businesses. Tony knows a little bit about everything real estate and a lot about running a brokerage, being a real estate agent. And Tony does a daily training, his daily real estate workout. So Tony, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you and tell us real quick here about your daily real estate workouts.
Oh, definitely. The best is text. I live by text at 216-374-1269. Yeah, my daily ones are just a lot of motivational things, things that they're fresh every time, but a lot of it, you know, I've been doing this since COVID. So a lot of it's refreshed from before, but it always gets down to, like, you know, a lot of the videos, other than what we're talking about now, when there's changes in real estate, it's basic stuff that's always going to be, you know, basic real estate sales tips and guidelines and motivation and things to do. But other than this, big changes, but all for the better.
Yep. So hit up Tony by text, 216-374-1269. And I'm Mike at 21mike.com. Email is always best. So let's get to the matter at hand. I'm going to hit some high level do's and don'ts today, Tony. We're not going to actually get into the scripts of what you say on this presentation, but I think there's some big mistakes that I hear agents making when they're talking about buyer's agency agreements. And there's some things I've heard that I really like. And so I want to share a couple of those things. So I want to start off by saying the big do that you should be talking about when you first talk to a buyer is don't lead with it. Okay. Don't lead with it. Lead with, hey, Tony, you asked about 123 Main Street. When would you like to see it? Okay, and all the different big lead companies, I heard this straight from Zillow, and if they know anything about lead conversion, I mean, that's who you want to listen to, right? But we're going to be getting internet leads, or we're going to be getting calls on our signs. And if the first thing we say is, hey, great, you want to see that house, but the first thing I got to do is send you a document to sign, that's not going to go over very well, right? I mean, yeah, we need it, but don't lead with it. Instead, do lead with, hey, great to have you inquire about this property. When would you like to see it? And what that does is it breaks down those walls, lets the buyer know that, hey, I'm not in for an interrogation here. This is someone who can actually help me do what I want to do, which is see the property. So Tony, I know you work on scripts with agents all the time, but that whole leading with, when would you like to see it, I think is a really powerful message.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And not to jump the gun, but just think of this as like the second thing I tell agents, the second thing after consumer guide to agency. So no one just goes in, oh, you're calling about the house. Oh, let me go into the consumer guide to agency and all the things agency, to, you know, situations you'll get in. So I've been telling agents, because it just hit me too, just a couple of days ago. Oh, that's it. Okay. You discuss that after you discuss the consumer guide agency. So when do you do that? which let me just remind agents, you're supposed to do before you start showing them houses and get them that form. And the buyer's agreement will be right after that. So hopefully I didn't ruin any thunder for later in this video.
Perfect, Tony. And I did want to talk about that. You know, now we have a guest here, Scott from Texas, and each state is a little different, but every state has some kind of document. Ours is called a Consumer's Guide to Agency, and it is that first document that basically explains that we're real estate agents and how we work. Ours happens to explain if we're a buyer's agent, a seller's agent, if dual agency is allowed in your state, and whether or not your brokerage allows you to practice dual agency. Now, Tony, that's a whole additional can of worms we could open because I know you've said many times before that dual agency is one of the biggest problem areas for real estate agents. And probably as we progress through this new territory, dual agency is still going to be a problem. But in addition to that document, yes, the very next thing that you'll be presenting, hopefully, is your buyer's agency agreement. And you're supposed to have both of them before you start showing houses, before you really do anything material with that client. So, guys, it's going to be part of the process. It's just going to be a matter of how you incorporate it into your process. So, to recap my first do and don't, do lead with when would you like to see the property? And don't lead with, oh, by the way, before I even talk to you any further, I got to send you some documents to sign. Certainly, we should be sending them after that first conversation and then meeting with the client to have them signed, but don't lead with it. Now, my next do and don't, do make it all about the buyer, make it about the benefits to the buyer. Don't make it about why you need it. Okay. And I've heard on the role play calls, I've heard agents saying things like, well, this is how I get paid. And it is possibly, but don't make it all about that. Well, I work just like you work. So I need you to sign this so I make sure I can get paid. Don't do that. Right, Tony? It has to be all about the benefit to you.
Right. And just again, connected to the consumer guide, like this is the next page connected consumer guide. You're just, of course, when we give you scripts as agents should be using for consumer guide, just like this is the, I just wanted to explain to you, these are the benefits of agency. This is buyer's agency, seller, dual agency. This is the benefit to you. I have to want to disclose to you how I get paid and what I get charged. So it's 100% transparent to you. So you know everything that's going on when it comes down to agency and money.
Yep. And Tony, you used the T word, the transparent word. So one of my do's is be transparent, yes. But one of my don'ts is don't overexplain, especially in that first phone conversation. Guys, this is not a conversation. This in-depth conversation is not one that I think, again, our opinions, Tony and I always say, look, these are our opinions as experienced team leader, broker, associate, and Tony, principal broker. Over the years, our experience, and we're trying to relay what we think. It's our opinion. My opinion is this is a face-to-face conversation whenever possible, even if it has to be by Zoom. But you don't want to try to over-explain by phone. You're just going to turn people off in the same way that if you turn it into an interrogation, their first thing is going to be, well, you know what? I've bought five homes in the past and I've never had to do this. Why do I have to do it now? Or I'll just contact the listing agent. Tony, we've foreseen these objections coming, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. And I'm trying to be very simple. I'm one of the people that just like send me what you need me to send. Like my car lease was just up and I had to go lease a new car. And I was just like, sign, let me sign, 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 sign. Let me look at, I've been through this before. So a lot of people, my suggestion to agents is you have that. It's about them. Hey, by the way, when do you want to see it? This, hey, here, I'm gonna, can I email you our consumer guide agency about agency, our policy on buyer's agency agreement? I could send that to you. I just call me back when you get a chance. I'll go through any questions you have. I need, to go through that with you before we go see the house or at the house. I just need that done. And then some people might go, yeah, here, I signed it, done. And because you could talk yourself out of something.
Yeah.
And so some people you could send it to, they don't even want an explanation. They read it, they sign it, done. You don't want to talk yourself out too much. You don't have to explain unless they have questions. That's my opinion. Don't explain until they have questions. You give them the form, but give it to them well in advance. Just like I tell agents, like, why does it take you 2 hours to write up a contract when you have a buyer? They're like, well, I have to go through the whole contract. I'm like, why didn't you give them a copy when you started for them to review? Same as this. Someone calls you on the phone. Great. When do you want to go see that? Great. I'm sending you the form. When do you want to see it? Tomorrow at noon or tomorrow night? Great. Tomorrow during the day, I'm going to call you again on the documents I'm sending you. Do you have any questions on that? And we can go through it before we see each other there.
I love it, Tony. And
It could be as simple as that.
this is why we work so well together. You like read my mind because this is one of the values that we offer. You know, all these documents, you know, asking a simple question, you have a brand new buyer, you know, maybe they've bought homes, maybe they haven't, but asking the question, are you familiar with all of the documents that are going to be required for you to buy a home today? Maybe you bought one 10 years ago, but things are different today. Are you familiar with the 10 or so documents that will be re required? And they may say, 10 documents? There's like two documents. No, you need about 10 documents these days to purchase a home.
This podcast is brought to you by Mike Ferrante from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team, real estate agents serving all of Ohio. The 21 Mike team is the number one team globally for Century 21. Ohio realtors, we are looking for more great agents. Set up a confidential appointment with Mike. Just email mike@21mike.com.
Are you familiar with all of the different types of financing that are available, especially with interest rates being up? You know, have you explored all of the different financing options available? Well, there are options. What is it? Conventional and FHA, right? Oh no, there's lots of other options. You know, so that asking these probing questions, I think, during that initial phone call is a great way to build rapport. This is also what happens on a good buyer consultation. Okay, so the title of this today is Do's and Don'ts in Presenting the Buyer's Agency Agreement. This is just the initial phone call. What we're giving you is advice to get past the initial phone call to get to the buyer consultation. Now, I know what you guys are all saying. You're saying, but Mike, no one wants to have a buyer consultation. They just want to go see the house. So if I ask them to sit down with me for a buyer consultation, they're going to say no. Well, I would argue you're wrong. Okay. First of all, buyers don't know what they don't know. They think they don't need us, right? Oh, I bought five homes before. I don't need you. I just need you to open the door. If we don't dispel that myth, you're not going to get people to sign your paperwork that you need. So I would argue that you have to ask for the buyer consultation. And I have a simple way for you to do it. Just say, hey, Tony, has anyone taken the time to do a buyer consultation with you? And I guarantee you, 99.9% of the people you're talking to are going to say, no, what's that? Really? No agent has taken the time to do that for you. Let's do this. I'd like to sit down with you and answer these questions about all the documents. Just like Tony said, provide copies of the documents you're going to need. Talk about financing, talk about inspections, and really help you understand this process before you get neck deep in it. Just ask for the buyer consultation, Tony. It's sometimes as simple as that.
Oh, it, definitely. It's just I compare it to if I, you know, I was selling my house, I would be, and I wasn't an obviously wasn't an agent, but and I would be saying, do not show my house to anybody that doesn't have a pre-approval letter. I don't want anybody tire kickers. I don't want anybody through there. I want serious people that are ready to buy. When they go, tell them to go get a pre-approval, come back minimum. Two, I want them to have an agent with them. We just gotta, I mean, and hopefully this comment doesn't bite me in the butt is that since you have so many viewers, Mike, is that we got to show the public that we're not just door openers, like you just said, and you can't just like whistle and we're going to show up at the door. We're not doing that anymore. It's over. We're going to have a talk. We're going to discuss this. You can't just go on the internet and we're going to get a ding on our phone and go, I'm running out there. We're going to have to sit down and talk, and you're going to have to pick somebody. So if that agent you're talking to doesn't want to just jump in their car, and you want to just, and that buyer just wants to keep on calling different agents and different websites to find that one agent. We, as a community of realtors, got to say, we're not just door openers. You're going to have the same conversation, see the same forms, the same disclosures, the same agreements with everybody else. We got to get on the same page. So hopefully that didn't come off too strong. So.
Tony, one of the biggest complaints I hear from agents, especially agents who work with buyers, is, "Oh, Mike, buyers aren't loyal anymore. This couple ran me around for 3 weeks, and then I found out they were working with another agent, and they wrote an offer with another agent." Guys, this is a mandatory form that's going to help solve the problem of buyer loyalty. The second thing is, so there's the loyalty problem, and the second thing is, think about it this way. Now, I'm going to use a cuss word right here, and the cuss word is attorney. Okay, I don't normally cuss on this show, but listen, attorneys typically have a consultation before they decide if they're going to take a case, right? They don't just take every case for every goofball who walks in their office. Why is our time any less valuable? Okay, and I have another great little line for you here, speaking of the A word. Imagine talking to someone on the phone who might resist having a buyer consultation with you. First, I would argue maybe you don't want that person as a client anyway. But secondly, put it to them this way. Look, imagine, Tony, that you needed an attorney. You know, let's say, God forbid, you got yourself in some trouble and you had to appear in court. And I'm the attorney that you called, and you say, "Hey, Mike, I need an attorney. I have to appear in court on June 15th for such and such." I won't say what. I don't want people to misunderstand this or take me out of context. June 15th. And I say, "Great, Tony, here's my fees. I'll see you June 15th. What's your first question?" It's going to be, "Well, don't you want to know a little about the case, a little about me?" No. It's cool. I'll just show up June 15th. It's the same thing here in real estate. Think about all the steps that we have to take first before we get to you buying a house. It's the same exact thing. And those buyers who don't want to do it with you, maybe you don't want them.
Right, exactly. And the other thing, like, I just had an agent, a little tough love with an agent, and she might be watching this, was this weekend, an agent, "Oh, I got this person, saw one of my listings, they wanted all this information." I said, "Well, make sure that they, well, we don't have the rule now with the buyer's agreement, but just let her know before you do any work and send her information who she is, and have a consultation with her, talk for her, oh, she just wants this, and mineral rights and that, and about land and maps and all that." I go, "Well, at least have her send over her driver's license, so you know this is a real person, not someone just calling you from another country. Oh, well, her area code's here," the normal stuff. Said, "You know, she won't send me her driver's license." Well, if you don't know who this person is, I mean, she could cross out stuff, but something, verify these people before you go any further. And this is especially when you're showing a house. You know, I think these agreements and the disclosures are going to help with that, and weed out those people.
Yep. So my biggest one that I want everyone to take from this session today is ask for the buyer consultation, guys. I think half of you have it in your heads that everyone's just going to say no. But believe in your value. Have a prepared presentation ready, and we'll talk about this in coming weeks, what that should include. But just like Tony said, you know, have the documents ready. You know, are you familiar with all the different documents? Are you familiar with all the different types of financing? Are you familiar with the purchase agreement? You know, there's now, what is it, 12 pages, or 10, it's either 10 or 12 pages on our new purchase agreement, Tony. You know, that's different than it was just a year or two ago. So I think having all this information available and sharing it with the buyer ahead of time, that analogy to the attorney getting ready to represent you in court is valid. Okay, this is the biggest purchase that most people make in their entire lifetime. Isn't it important that they sit down and consult with an expert first?
And one, and I don't know if I'm jumping the gun here with the, I just want to specify, and again, everything's still panning out, is that you can't have a buyer agency agreement house specific. So my feeling is, as a listing agent, someone's calling me to go to buy, I'm have some type of an agreement. Again, still working out the kinks if you're a buyer's agent agreement or unrepresented buyer agreement, but I'm not leaving my house to show my listing for free. I'm gonna, if they, these people want to buy it, they're locked into me for this house. So
Yeah.
that's the other the kickback or feedback get from agents. Well, they won't. I don't know these people. They're calling me off a sign. They're calling me out. Then make it listing specific. If I'm showing you this house, Mr. or Mrs. Buyer, you're going to be paying me this to help you with the paperwork and showing you the house and doing all that work. Again, whatever agreement it is, but I'm not showing it to you unless you have that understanding. That's how I get compensated for my time to show it to you. And if you want to write an offer on this house, if that makes sense. So I don't
For
know if you were
sure.
thinking about that or not.
No, Tony, I was going to wrap up. Like I said, I wanted to keep it high level, but I think it's going to be really important for our brokers, managers, our leadership at our companies to be helping us with the documentation. Because certainly, the reason I was smiling was I heard a funny analogy. I heard someone saying, "Well, geez, with this new thing with buyer's agreements, it's basically like going on a Tinder date and asking them to marry you." It's like, I guess Tinder is a hookup site. And so like you're there and it's like, "Oh, will you marry me?" Well, no, I mean, that's kind of what we're, I get the argument, but there are ways to do this. Like you said, Tony, it could be a one day agreement. It could be a
One
property
day,
specific agreement, whatever.
property. Right, exactly. So again, most agents are thinking buyer agreement for a specific time, and they want to show you all properties. At least that buyer agreement will, again, if it's representing the buyer, dual agency or unrepresented, which we're working out that is just specific. So now you're locked in. You have procuring costs. You have a buyer's agreement on that, and you have that you're going to get paid either from the buyer or the seller or both. For both sides of the work. That's the key for me.
Yep. And Tony, just to wrap up here, because we're about out of time, but the whole getting paid thing, again, my don't was don't make it all about you getting paid. Buyers don't care. If you say, "Well, look, I work just like you work, and I'm going to drive around and, put in all this work, and I have to make sure I get paid." They don't care. They don't care. That's not how you present that. We have to make it about the value that we're going to give them. And my do is that we do have to be transparent about how we get paid. I mean, that's why we're in
Right.
this
No, I
mess with
think
all the
that,
lawsuits.
yeah, not to go way over time, but that's the key. That word, I like the word transparent because it calms me when I hear, hey, I just want, these forms help me be transparent with everything, the agency and how I get compensated. So everything that's going to happen from start to finish before we even walk through this house. So when you say, I just need to be transparent, I want to be transparent, or you could even say, the state of Ohio and realtors, we're required to be transparent with you with everything.
And I have a great little script for you guys here, a little bonus today. Say it's about this specific house and you just met these people. People want to feel some relief, like, "Oh, I'm not committing to a 6-month relationship with this person I just met." So say something like this: "If we work together," and you could even say, "on this property, here's how I get paid. I have to explain this to you because of the new rules, and I have to have this document to show you a house. If we work together, here's how," and people understand, "Oh, so I don't have to, I'm not committing to you, I'm not marrying you just to see this one house." So that's what I have for you today, guys. Future weeks here, we will start talking about some more scripts, how to explain these things. But I wanted to hit the high level stuff here today, Tony. So hopefully you guys got some good stuff here. And Tony, thank you as always for being here.
Thanks, everyone. I'm always available. Well, not all, my schedule is pretty booked, but I will put you on my schedule. Just text me and just let me know what you want. Don't say, hey, just call me. Say, what do you want? So I know if it's a 10, 15, 20, half hour conversation, and I'm happy to talk.
Yep, Tony, and plus he has to sleep 1 hour a day. So
Right,
not
exactly. That's
24/7, it's
it.
23/7.
Well, thanks, Mike. Thanks,
All right.
everyone.
Take care,
Bye-bye.
everybody.
We hope you enjoyed Free Beer and Real Estate from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike Team. Please subscribe to our podcast and find us on YouTube by searching for Mike Ferrante, Cleveland Realtor. You will find videos, training, and even recipes from 21 Mike's Vegan Kitchen.